Park. Now, Deputy Public Enterprises Minister Ben Martins is set to appear before the parliamentary inquiry into South Africa's power utility, Eskom, when it resumes this week. The committee will receive evidence from Ben Martins and former PRASA CEO, Mr. Lucky Montana. Now, the EFF has called all members of the SACP in the Jacob Zuma cabinet to stop what the party says to pretend to hold any moral high ground over the matter of the Gupta state capture and confess all their links. The SACP, according to the EFF, has made calls on several occasions for Zuma to step down following the reality of his compromised corrupt business relationships with the Gupta family. However, the EFF says the SACP leaders have not taken into consideration their own complicity, implications and participation as cabinet members in handing over what the EFF says is the country to the Gupta family. Well, to get clarity from the SACP, I'm now joined on the line by the party spokesperson, Alex Mashilo. Alex, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Kamrima, and thank you very much.
Now, of course, I mean, you've stated your position around President Jacob Zuma over and over again. You have a member of your central committee that refused to provide oral testimony in front of the probe. He wanted to do it verbally, in a written statement. And, of course, he's been subpoenaed to appear in front of the commission. Why is the SACP not taken stronger action against Ben Martins? Why, for example, have you not suspended him?
You will recall that it is the SACP that called for this inquiry.
That's not in dispute, Alex. We want to know why you are not taking action against Ben Martins.
Yes, that's the point I'm making. The SACP called for this inquiry because there were allegations. The inquiry has not concluded its work, and we cannot jump and develop our own judgment and begin to act on it before the inquiry is concluded. Let me also correct some things, because this information has been doing the rounds in several media channels, which is not correct. Ben Martin has not been subpoenaed to appear before the committee. Ben Martin has merely been invited, and I have his invitation letter, dated 26 January 2018, he is going to appear there without being subpoenaed in the first instance. The SACP took a stance that anyone within its ranks, as that applies to the alliance as a whole, must cooperate with the process. We respect this process and we will act decisively on its outcomes.
Now, Mr. Martins did not want to appear before the commission. He wanted to make a written submission. Have you had a discussion with him and asked him why he didn't want to go and give or appear before the commission where he was going to be asked questions? Why did he want to provide only a written statement? And after engaging with him, if you have, are you now satisfied that he will, in fact, cooperate with the committee?
We remember that he wrote to the committee and supplied whatever he said he would in any case say when he appeared there. But the committee said he must appear there. We met in our political bureau that anyone from the SACP who is facing allegations must cooperate, and that includes Comrade Ben Martin. And he duly complied with the decision of the party. He is going there. He has not been subpoenaed. He has been invited. He is going to be presenting his side of the story on Wednesday. The letter that I have from Parliament directed to address to him also says that Lucky Montana will be appearing tomorrow, and Ben Martin has to take keen interest to what Lucky Montana will be saying, because it is speculated that Lucky might implicate Ben Martins, and that the committee will grant Ben Martins time to present his side of the story should he be implicated in what Lucky Montana is going to be saying. So when you call for a credible process, for the rule called out the Afsaram Partey, meaning hear the other side of the story. You cannot jump and take action when only one side of the story has been presented. That will be against the universal rule of justice.
No, I get what you're saying, Alex, but
especially when you are the SACP, because you are an organization that called for this process.
No,
you
no,
must respect it.
Yeah, let's be clear. We're not questioning the fact that you have been very vocal on this matter. There is a perception that your particular members that are implicated, you are treating them differently. For example, you've called for President Jacob Zuma to step down. Now, I'm not suggesting that there's equivalence between President Zuma and Mr. Ben Martins in relation to the extent to which they are implicated. However, there is an ethical issue here around the extent to which members of the executive, members of Parliament and others have, whether they've been implicated and that they need to step down. You have called for action against people like Faith Mutambi, Mosibenzi Zwane. Why not Mr. Ben Martins?
I'm sure you know that there have been court processes in which there were rulings against President Jacob Zuma. If you can give us one ruling against Ben Martins, we will surely act on Ben Martins. And I'm sure you would have also seen the SACP statement calling on President Jacob Zuma to resign. There were political considerations made there with regards to how the alliance was functioning under the leadership of President Jacob Zuma as the ANC president. You have mentioned other individuals in terms of whom there were processes, and those processes were credible, and there were conclusions reached in those particular processes. And based on that, we made this particular call. This time is the time for Ben Martin to appear before the committee. We must allow that committee to run its process, to run its course, to conclude and assess the outcomes thereof. And we have said, should any incontrovertible evidence come, we will do like we have done in all other cases. And in this case, we will not make a call because he served in our central committee. We will take a decisive action and show what it means to take leadership.
Now, the allegation that the SACP has one set of rules for its own members and another for the ANC isn't something that only the EFF has been saying, Alex. Members of the African National Congress have also made this allegation. And of course, you are always and historically have been accused of, wanting to have access and proximity to power. But when it comes to taking responsibility, then of course, the ANC has to kind of see for itself. How does the SACP answer to that allegation?
I have said there are many court rulings involving President Jacob Zuma and other people whose names you have mentioned. There has been no single court ruling involving or affecting Ben Martins. And I have said this is going to be the first process where the outcomes will indicate to us what to do as the party. And I have said, should any incontrovertible evidence emerge from this process, we will take decisive action and set an example of what both the EFF and the ANC must do when one of their own is impacted. The EFF has got no credibility even to speak about this matter. The farms in Limpopo, all these problems that have been reported against the leader of the EFF, all of these things, they have done nothing. So we will not make use of their politicking to act. What we want is incontrovertible evidence, and as soon as that comes forward, we will show them what we mean when we say we will take responsibility and make example of what we mean by good leadership.
All right, that is where we leave it. We'll, of course, wait and see what comes out of that probe in Parliament. Alex Mashilo from the South African Communist Party saying they need the process to get underway and they will act. And the reasons why they have made the calls in relation to some of the other people involved is, of course, because there were other processes in court, including court processes that, of course, ruled on a whole range of matters, particularly as it pertains to President Jacob Zuma and some of the other cabinet members, such as Faith Mutambi.